If you had two horses, which one would walk on top? Wouldn't one walk on
top? Be one in the middle, one in the front, and one on the left. He walked on the front, on the land. The other one in the front, you know.
I see. Now the one on the left, what was he called?
The lead horse.
So he was the boss, right? He told the other one where to... I see. Would you have to have a pretty good horse for the lead horse, or wouldn't it matter?
It didn't matter.
It doesn't... he doesn't have that much to do. Well, if you get the cotton in, what was the next thing to do then?
We hard, top hard. When he got the cotton in, he come up to the old top hall and go over the scratches, you know, the old hardwood. And next thing, maybe we scrape it. That's much grassy. Mm-hmm. Then we put the hole to it. The next thing, the plow. Going one toward the road.
What grass gave you the most trouble?
Sometimes weeds and sometimes there's regular grass. Mm-hmm. Each time it'd be lots of weeds, but we don't grass much.
Mm-hmm. And after, did you plant grass for the cattle?
Yeah, it's called sown hay. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, planted.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about that? How did you harvest that then?
When we got ripe, we sowed it, wouldn't do nothing to it then, to get ready to harvest. Mm-hmm. Take a mower, some of them take a bush blade, a mowing blade, mow it down. Mm-hmm. And some of them, nobody shouldn't do it, others, they got a machine that cut it.
After you cut it, what would happen to it? Just fall down,
and
then what would you do?
2-3 days to dry. They let lay that to cure. I got to get his hay up tonight. We get it up all night. Looking like going to rain, get the hay up. Keep it from molding, rotting. And stack the hay. Have some stack poles up in the field. Stack the hay.
Or you stack it right where it was?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call those shocks?
Yeah, we shock it. No, small shocks. That came from running. You get two biggest shocks, so it's mold. It's much small shocks. Mm-hmm. But most of them let dry on the either in the earth or on the ground. And rake it up with a rake. Mm-hmm. And stack it. And it's on catch the barn.
If they took it up to the barn, where would they keep it?
Upstairs, they had a barn kind of like upstairs, you know. Uh-huh. Horses down there, and horses had a feet up over the head.
Mm-hmm. How big would these stacks be? Do they really get pretty tall?
Yeah, they get pretty tall wood.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you had to throw it up,
yeah.
All the way.
Uh-huh. Maybe a man be up there thinking when you throw it to him when it got, you know, too high.
Mm-hmm. What did you feed the animals pretty much? What kind of?
Corn and hay, hay and corn.
And how about the hogs?
Just corn, the bone back in the days. Mm-hmm. That's all he knowed, corn. That's all he had to give him. There ain't no beans and nothing like that then.
When you, did you milk the cows, Mrs. Kaiser? Did you have a lot of cows to milk?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you keep those?
Keep them up in the barn, up in the
cows. You always have a pasture, keep
just
the cows
in
most of the time.
We turn that pasture and we, when we get some milk and while we turn them out when we got ready, when we separate them from the kids, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Did you have a fenced in place?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.